علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are focusing on the third sermon, where Imam Ali alayhi salam explains about certain details of the reason why he took over the government after Uthman, and he explains and elucidates some of those details in a very beautiful and eloquent manner. We were discussing about the fact that Imam Ali alayhi salam, when he took over the government, it was in a lot of problems because there was a lot of injustice happening, and therefore he had to sort out many issues. Anyways, the situation was such that the people now wanted a guide, wanted someone to give them that right form of governance. They wanted to have that type of leadership that would give them peace and solace and happiness. And therefore they came to Imam Ali alayhi salam, who was like their father, their guide, their leader, their teacher, who they saw in his life was so pure and good. And then the people didn't see anything negative in Imam Ali alayhi salam. So they all rushed to him and they chose him and forced him basically to accept the leadership.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners. We are talking about the reasons why Imam Ali alayhi salam took over the leadership and the wisdom behind it. And we saw that the people, when they came to Imam Ali alayhi salam, they were seeking a safe haven, basically, and flee from the injustices that were happening. And therefore they came to Imam Ali, they rushed to him. You know, they came from all sides. And this itself is a question to ask, that it seems the people were unhappy. The people were not pleased with the status quo. And that's why they rushed to Imam Ali. And Imam Ali alayhi salam explains that the situation was shocking. His house was filled with people from all sides. Not only his house, outside his house, people had pushed themselves inside forcefully. Such that Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam, that who are strong men at that time, even they were crushed and pressed very hardly, You know, people did not like, people did not even, they were so frustrated and so much thirsty of that right form of leadership that they even forgot that the Prophet had said that Imam Hussein and Imam Hussein are Sayyidi Shababil Ahlil Jannah, and that for these are the grandchildren of the Prophet. We should be careful. We shouldn't push them. We shouldn't, you know, just enter the house like this. But people were very thirsty. And it seems that the people came not because the Prophet commanded them, not because they suddenly remembered that the Prophet ﷺ had said, "Man kuntu mawlahu fahadha aliyun mawla," that whoever I am his master, this Ali is his master. No, it's not that they remembered that. It was something that was out of their inner thirst, because they had drank the water of justice at the time of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, and they realized how thirsty they are. So it was out of their own will, in-depth reasoning that existed inside their hearts, that they came to Imam Ali alayhi salam, and they thought that he's going to help them and he's going to sort out their situation. And it was true. At least this judgment was correct judgment. But how late? How late was this judgment? Imam Ali alayhi salam was there with them always. Always smiling with the people, helping them, working, struggling. If they would only have asked him earlier, and then he would have guided them and helped them and solved their problems and created that system that the Prophet ﷺ had proposed for the people.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Let us come back to our discussion and go through some of the reasons that Imam Ali alayhi salam had in mind while taking up this leadership. The first thing that I would like to mention here is that if you look at the present forms of leadership that exist in the world, the reason why people take these leaderships normally is because they feel that they have a very good material benefit out of it. Imagine someone who becomes a leader or a president in today's age. You can just look at the world today and see the kings and the presidents and the leaders. Look at their houses. Look at the types of clothes that they wear, the food that they eat, and the type of lifestyle that they have is way beyond the normal average people, let alone the poor people that live in those communities and those societies. That means leadership has become a reason why people just satisfy their material aims and objectives. And you can see the peak of this form of attitude in the American system, whereby the rich people, whereby the government, the Senate, the Congress, all of them are at the service of the 1% rich and filthy people of the world. That's the reason why they are going to that leadership position. They know that there is a lot of material benefit. There is strength, there is power, there is, you know, that sense of honor, fake honor that they feel, and all of that glitter. But Imam Ali alayhi salam, you look at his lifestyle. His lifestyle was such that it was equal to one of the poorest people of the community at that time. And he was the leader. He didn't even give himself the luxury of extra things, even extra clothes or something, or even soft food. Inshallah, I will discuss about this special lifestyle of Imam Ali alayhi salam within his leadership, inshallah. And we will see that special difference that exists in Imam Ali's system of justice and the systems of justice that we have in the world today, the so-called systems of leadership and justice that actually aren't really that. I would like to congratulate the people today, especially those who are celebrating Eid. For some countries, it might be Eid today, and therefore we pray for them and we pray for each other for the greatness and progress of the Muslim Ummah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من ناداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه